The sneakers, the swish of the Nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
All right, back to it from Frankfort High School. The Hanover Wildcats awaiting the winner of our second game of the doubleheader between Frankfort and Centralia. Thanks again for joining us. I want to thank Farouche State College, our game sponsor, Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tamman with you. Let's get you the starting lineups for this one, Centralia and Frankfort. We'll start with Centralia. Trenton Talley, a 6-foot junior. Colton Weir is a 6'1 senior. Presley Bowers, a 6'3 senior. Also, Marshall Tanking is a 5'8 senior guard. And then Brock Reinecke, 6'1 junior post. So again, for Centralia, it's going to be Talley, Weir, Bowers, Tanking, and Reinecke. For the Frankfort Wildcats, they'll go like this. Cody Rogers, the 5'8 senior guard. Samuel Gross, a 6'4 senior post. Caden Dollinghouse is a 5'11 senior. Ethan Armstrong, a 6-foot senior. And then Lane Loizo, a 6-foot freshman, getting a start tonight for the Wildcats. So again, for Ben Steinlogge's crew, it is Rogers, Gross, Dollinghouse, Armstrong, and Loizo. And then Cole Aldefer for Centralia, Talley, Weir, Bowers, Tanking, and Reinecke. First matchup between these two this year. Frankfort won the lone meeting last year, 66-51. Right now, Centralia, the 2 seed in this tournament field at 6-2. The Wildcats are 7-3, and we're the 6th seed. And have made it all the way here to the semifinals. So let's do this. Frankfort, despite being on their home floor, rocking the road uniforms, road reds, and then home whites for the higher seed Centralia. We'll step aside, take a break, tip off coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up, sign up for Blue Valley Internet, or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, here we go. Welcome back. Second game of our TVL tournament semifinal doubleheader. Hanover awaits the winner, Centralia and Frankfort. Panthers, 2 seed on the opening tip. They'll go from right to left. Left side pass to Marshall Tanking. Top of the key, it goes to Colton Weir. There's Trenton Talley. Baseline drive, kicks it. Left corner. Now Weir gets another touch. Top of the key to Tanking. Zone defense to start for the Wildcats, who come in at 7-3. Centralia at 6-2. Here's Weir on a drive, stops at the block, gets Talley on a curl. Now Tanking left side. Going side to Reinecke. Had the position, but missed the shot. gets his own rebound, and it's called for a travel. Now they'll show pressure in the full court. Frankfurt getting their first touch offensively in this ballgame. This is their home gym, but they're rocking the road reds because they're the lower seed in the tournament. Panthers have the white uniforms. Whistle and a foul across the timeline. They get Weir for the first foul of the game. So Frankfurt to throw it in underneath their own bucket. Dollinghouse will do the duties. Over the top pass to Ethan Armstrong. Now Loizzo, the freshman, getting a start. They go to Dollinghouse, left side in the corner. Well, back out towards the wing. Stops the key. It goes to Cody Rogers. With the ball screen left, not much with it. Back to Dollinghouse. They'll reset. Directing traffic. A minute in, no score. They get it to Gross. Stop the key. Hands it off to Dollinghouse. Takes it all the way to the rim, and his shot is blocked. Loizzo gets the rebound, and he's going to be called for a travel. So both teams with a missed shot, a rebound, and a turnover on their first possessions of the night. 6:40 to go, first quarter, no score. First meeting between these two. Here's a deep Colton Weir three, and that is buried. And Weir from downtown gives Centralia an early 3-0 lead. Panthers team started a little slow. They opened the season with a loss to Hanover. Since then, they've certainly on a tear and earning the two seed here in this field. A whistle and a jump ball against Rogers and Talley inside. Possession arrow will keep it with Frankfurt down 3-0, 6:12 left first quarter. Dollinghouse to throw it in. Wants Gross on a cut, whistle, and an illegal screen on the inbounds pass. They get this one on Rogers and the first foul against Frankfurt. Second turnover by the Wildcats. Centralia with it, 3-0 their lead. Coming up on 2 minutes into this opening quarter. Pass tip, top of the key though, Reinecke chases it down. Now top of the key with Weir, and now he lost the handle, and it's going to go out of bounds in a turnover. A couple of turnovers by both teams here in the early going. Frankfurt still looking for their first points. They trail 3-0. Here's Caden Dollinghouse, the 5'11 senior. Angles right, stops on the wing, guarded by Weir. Top of the key to the freshman, Loizzo. Left side pass to Armstrong. Puts it on the dribble, now behind the back. Drives inside, Gross, baseline, and a travel. So Frankfurt a little sluggish offensively to start. Three turnovers. A 3-0 Centralia lead on a Colton Weir three. 5.5 minutes left here in the first. Here's tanking. Right side pass. It goes to Presley Bowers. Now inside. Reinecke lost the handle in the paint. Rogers dives on it. And he's called for a travel. So bevy of travels here in the first quarter. Panthers get it back with that 3-0 lead. Over the top pass to Bowers. Nearly taken away by Dollinghouse, but Bowers able to gather. Now here's Trenton Talley in between the rings out high. Marshall tanking left side on the wing. Skips it right side. They leave Weir open again for three. Might not want to leave him open. Another three for Colton Weir. 6-0 Weir over Frankfurt here in the first quarter. 3+ minutes in. Here's Dollinghouse right side on the wing. Top of the key. It goes to Armstrong. Puts it on the dribble left, takes it all the way in, a whistle and a foul, and I think they called an offensive foul here. So they get Gross on a legal screen. That's 5 turnovers here in the first quarter. He played 3 minutes and 15 seconds roughly. So a 6-0 start for the Panthers. Winner gets Hanover in the title game on Saturday night. Game you can hear on KMZA. Here's Bowers, sidesteps, gets in the lane, and an offensive foul again. This time they call it on Presley Bowers. 6-0 Centralia, 4:27 left first quarter. A consolation game in the other gym. Axtell beats Blue Valley 60-31. Frankfurt had some trouble getting it up the floor. And they get it inside, a whistle, and another offensive foul. This time, Tanking takes the brunt of the contact. And Zollinghaus now charged with the foul. We've seen multiple charges, multiple travels, turnovers galore, and two Colton Weir threes. 6-0 Centralia coming up on the halfway point here in the first. Here's Tanking in the corner, Tally. Now Tanking wants to go inside. Reineke, left-handed hook shot, no good. Nearly banked it in. Battle for the rebound, brought down by Gross. Frankfurt still looking for their first points, down 6-0. Cody Rogers, inside touch pass. Now Dollinghouse, left wing three. Not there, rebound Centralia. Colton Weir collects. Here's Bowers, turns down a three, Tanking left side in the corner, over the top pass to the block, now gets it back. Here's a three, Marshall Tanking, short, and a rebound for Frankfurt. 6-0 Centralia, 3:20 left first. Gross on a cut, a lot of contact, no call, and a turnover as Tanking comes away with a steal. And now another offensive foul is called, this time on Tanking as he barrels through Cody Rogers. My, oh my, what a wild first quarter. Now two officials are huddled up here. I think we might have got a sideline warning on the Frankfurt's coaching staff. Might have had some words, unsure, but the officials went to the scores table. But so Tanking picks up the foul. Frankfurt with it, still looking for their first points, down 6-0. Gross inside, off his hands, and out of bounds. A lot of turnovers between the two here in the first quarter. 6-0 Frankfurt, two threes by Colton Weir. Should say Centralia with the lead, not Frankfurt. Panthers with it. Looking for a backdoor cut for Bowers, but not there. Weir's pass out of bounds, and another turnover. Ty Smith in the game for Frankfurt, 5'9 freshman off the bench. 2:49 here in the first, 6-0 Centralia. Gross, baseline, gets to the rim, layup short, tipped out of bounds. And stays here with Frankfurt. Last touch by Centralia. Drew Gibbs into the game for Centralia. His first minutes tonight. The 6-foot junior. Gross top of the key. Curls. Ty Smith turns down a three. Curls to the paint. Stops on the elbow. Now Gross right corner. Top of the key to Rogers. Now angles here towards the corner. They want Gross inside. Quickly doubled. A lot of muscle in there, and he puts it up and in. Frankfurt on the board. It took 5-plus minutes. It's a 6-2 Centralia lead coming up on 2 minutes left in the first. Reineke to Bowers, free throw line, turns, awkward shot, and rattles in there. Leaning to the right, Presley Bowers gets in for two. 8-2, Centralia by six. 2 minutes to go in the first. Find Gross inside. Nice little up and under move, and the layup is good. Beautifully done. Fundamentally sound is Samuel Gross. He's got all four. 8-4 Centralia. Here's Ethan McNally. Presley Bowers, a quick three. No good. Rebound tips. Brought down. A whistle and a foul. They'll get Reineke. As Rogers pulled down that rebound, trying to get it up the floor. Reineke picks up his first, team fourth. Frankfurt to throw it in. Minute 41 left here in the first. Dollinghouse had it knocked away from behind. Another whistle and another foul. McNally gets this one, so Reineke, Tanking, Bowers, Weir, and McNally all with a foul apiece. Coming up on 90 seconds left here in the first. 8-4 Centralia. Here's Rogers. Hands it up top to Gross. Moves it left side. Now angles right. Hands it off to Rogers. They set up the alley-oop. Layup no good. Rebound and put back up and in by Ethan Armstrong. Makes it 8-6 Centralia with a minute 15 left here in the first. McNally pass inside to Tally, and then a Gibbs three rattles in from the right corner. Drew Gibbs from downtown makes it 11-6 Centralia with a minute left here in the first. Stallinghouse layup, no good. Rebound backside by Tally. Now he'll slow the pace up a little bit with 50 seconds to go. Reineke left side to Gibbs, lost it, gets it back. McNally up top, right side. Tally baseline drive, pulls up from 10, rattles in and out, no good. Cody Rogers the rebound. Frankfurt with it, 35 seconds left. Down 11-6 here in the first. Winner gets the number one team in the state, undefeated Hanover, in the TBL tournament title game on Saturday night. Down to 20 seconds. Frankfurt directing traffic, wanting the final shot here in the quarter. Here's Armstrong, left side, 10 seconds to go, drives in. Turns on two, puts up a shot, banks it in. Four for Armstrong, 4 seconds to go. Here's McNally, half court, good if it goes. Oh, hits off the rim, no good. That's the end of the first quarter. Centralia 11, Frankfurt 8. Second quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfurt, wishes good luck to the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been in business manufacturing high-quality doors and cabinets since 1989. High-quality components and local quality workmanship team up to produce top-quality, long-lasting cabinets and doors. Go to their website, kochnco.com, to find details about all the products they offer. That's kochnco.com, Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha. Proud supporters of local athletes, schools, and events. Yes.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Three-point lead for Centralia over Frankfurt to start the second quarter. I want to thank our great TBL tournament sponsors, Bank of Highland and Medina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. For education on campus, regional, technical, or online. Second quarter underway. Three-point Panthers lead. They have the ball. 11-8 is the score. Off McNally's feet, out of bounds, but last touch by Frankfurt keeps it here with the Panthers. Six for Weir in the first, leading all scores. Four apiece by Frankfurt, Samuel Gross and Ethan Armstrong. Here's a J, and that's pure by Presley Bowers from the right wing. He's got four. 13-8 Centralia, 30 seconds in, quarter two. First opportunity on offense for Frankfurt in the second. Dollinghouse down to the key to Ty Smith. Gets it left side, back to Dollinghouse. Curls in the paint, throws up a difficult shot, but Gross gathered the miss, and he's going to be called for a travel. Now, nine turnovers in the game already. They had eight in the first quarter. The Panthers get it back. And Tally works it up the floor with a five-point lead, 13-8. Left side pass to Weir. McNally in the corner. Back to Weir. Top of the key, tanking. Looks right, goes back left. Weir again from downtown, and he hits another. Colton Weir, 9 points, three threes, a 16-8 Centralia lead. Here's Samuel Gross trying to respond from downtown. No good. Rebound McNally. Weir, right side, bouncing it in. Bowers turns, faces, and fires. Lets it short. Rebound Frankfurt. Here's Armstrong. Gets in the paint. Right corner pass. Now Dollinghouse. Good extra pass. Rogers a look from three. Got it. The lefty from downtown. Cody Rogers makes it 16-11. First bucket for Rogers. Centralia by five with the ball. 6:20 left until halftime. Whistle and an offensive foul. They get Weir on the push-off. That's going to be his second. And team foul number six. So the rest of the half, Frankfurt's will be in the bonus. Here comes Lane Loizo back into the game for the Wildcats. Frankfurt wins. We can have Wildcats v. Wildcats for the TBL title on Saturday. But they're down 5, 16-11, 6:15 to go first half. Top of the key, Gross. Looks right.
BRB.
This way, Rogers. Rogers gets Gross on a cut. Turns on the block. Over Bauer. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound, though. Then trying to go back up, and he does, and he draws the foul. Yeah, I think they get Reinicke here. That would be his second. Team foul number seven, and Gross to the line to shoot two. Sam Gross, 4 points, four rebounds, make it 5 points. Gets his team to within four, 16-12, exactly 6 minutes left here in the first half. Second, no good, rebound Centralia. Here's Bowers, right side to Reinicke, up top it goes to McNally. He'll bark the signals and make the call. Wants it inside, Bowers, short corner. Reinicke on a backdoor cut, swing, good extra pass. Sally for three, not there. Rebound Frankfurt. And then Gross gets the rebound. And a timeout's called.
I'm back.
The 30, we'll keep it right here. I want to thank our great TBL tournament sponsors, M&R Auto Parts, your CarQuest Auto Parts headquarters in Frankfurt. Also want to thank Blue Valley Technology, supporting local students and athletes. Wanklin Oil Company, serving the area since 1926, and Hilltop Creations of Seneca. Let Lynn or Gail Lears help you with new cabinets for kitchen or bath. Double K, Kirk Kilman in studio, BT, Brandon Tadman with you. Our second of two games tonight, Hanover beat Troy in the first game, 48-40. 31 straight wins for the number one team in the state, Hanover. They await the winner here for a TBL tournament championship game Saturday night. We'll have the girls' semifinals for you tomorrow night, same times at 6 and 7:30. Top four seeds on the girls' side are in the semis. Top seed Centralia, four seed D West, followed by the 2-3 matchup with Valley Heights and Hanover. Girls will play the 6 o'clock championship game Saturday. There's a drive and a foul. Frankfurt's going to shoot two. It'll be Dollinghouse. Eight fouls on Centralia. They get this one on Tanking. That's his second. And the first free throw up and in by Dollinghouse, and he's on the board. Second on the way. Second's good. So a two-for-two trip by Dollinghouse. He's got two. 16-14. The lead trimmed to two. Centralia by two with the ball. 5:22 left first half. Here's Tanking left side. Up top to Bowers. Bowers trying to make a move inside. Bouncing it to Tanking. Open for three. Got it. Spins in there. Marshall Tanking from downtown. Makes it 19-14 Centralia. Coming up on 3 minutes into this second quarter. Lazy pass, taken away. Turnover Frankfurt and a steal by Centralia. Bowers gets to one side and draws the body and the foul. It's going to be on Rogers. And Bowers should be going to the line to shoot a pair. They're going to say it's on the floor. So it's the fourth team foul on Frankfurt. Second foul on Rogers on the floor. Panthers to throw it in a five-point lead. Still early portions of the second. Tanking right side, top of the key to Reinicke, left side to McNally. Hits Reinicke on a cut, gets inside, and an offensive foul. If I had a dollar for every offensive foul here in the first half, I'd have about $6. And that's now three on Brock Reinicke. 19th foul. So Brock Kramer is going to have to check in, the 6'2 junior. As Reinicke, who started tonight, saddled with three fouls with still 4:45 left until halftime. Frankfurt down 5 with the ball. Luizzo left side on the wing. Had it knocked away and out of bounds. Stays here with Frankfurt. Now 4:40 left. 92.1 KMZA Seneca. Twin Valley League Tournament Basketball. 19-14, Centralia by 5. Luizzo top of the key, spins there. Now right side high on the wing to Ty Smith. Gets a Luizzo screen, freshman to freshman. And bounces it off to Ethan Armstrong. Left side on the wing, throws top of the key. Now down to 4:20. Nice move inside, and it's Luizzo who gets his first bucket and then barrels over Marshall Tanking after the basket went in. Both players okay, 19-16 the score. The three-point Centralia lead. It was the first basket by Luizzo. Now all five starters have scored for the Wildcats. Pass deflected out of bounds. Panthers keep it far side. Right at the halfway point. 4:01 left in the first half. 19-16. Centralia by 3 with the ball. Tanking left side pass to Kramer. He just checked in for Reinicke after he picked up his third foul. Right side. Tally. Tanking. Bowers. Back to Tally. Short J from the elbow. No good. Whistle and a foul. It's a foul on Bowers, I think, on the rebound attempt. They do get Bowers. That's his second. Team foul number 9. Or correction, team foul number 10. So it's a double bonus the rest of the way. So final 3:43. Double bonus time for Frankfurt. As this will be Dollinghouse back at the line. He's 2 for 2 at the line, 2 points. Can get his team back to within 1, or at least 2. He's off on the first. Drew Gibbs up and coming back in for Centralia, taking the spot of Presley Bowers. Weir with 2, Bowers with 2, Tanking with 2, and Reinicke with 3. So early foul trouble here for the Panthers. The second free throw is up and good. 1 for 2 trip. 3 points for Dollinghouse. Makes it 19-17 Centralia. 3:40 until halftime. Here's Tally tanking top of the key. Holds it at the right hip. Barks out the number with the left hand. Left side to McNally. Now curls to the top of the key. Now right wing. Cuts it inside. Tanking in the corner. He curls back. Now a bounce pass to McNally. Right wing 3. Short. And a battle for the rebound, short corner, another whistle, and another Centralia foul. More free throws coming up for Frankfurt. There should be Gross at the line. And if that's McNally, that's going to be the fifth player for Centralia with at least 2 fouls. Chance to tie the game. Samuel Gross at the line to shoot 2. First is up and out, no good. Reese Tanking is going to check in for Centralia, 6'2 sophomore. 19-17 Panthers, 3:17 left in the first half. Gross second, knocks it down. He's now 2 for 4 at the line. He's got 6. 19-18, the Panthers lead is 1. Fouls have been really hurting them in the first half. Still have a lead. Gibbs a bounce pass inside. Tally wants to work. Fades away. Rattles in a J. Trenton Tally, his first bucket. 6 foot junior was monstrous in the win against Wetmore on a Tuesday night in the quarterfinals for the 20 spot. There's a drive. A lot of contact. No call. Rebound for Reese Tanking. Centralia up 3 with 2:45 left, and there's a steal. And a second chance opportunity is no good by Gross. And the Panthers, after a little wild sequence, going to slow things up. 2.5 minutes left until halftime. It's a 3-point Panthers lead at 21-18. Tanking in the corner. Fires it to Kramer, top of the key. Puts it on the dribble towards the right wing. Backs out NBA range 3. Turns it down. Now up top to Tally. Tally hands it off to Tanking. Curls to the elbow. Stops right there. Spins. Off to Gibbs. Now Reese Tanking in the right corner. Back to Marshall Tanking up top. Coming up on 2 minutes left until halftime. 21-18 our score. Winner to the PBL Tournament Championship game on Saturday night. Good pass. Gibbs, left corner, Trey. Bingo! Drew Gibbs, his second three in the first half. He's got six, and that's the lead. 24-18 Centralia, buck 45 left. Dollinghouse up top, Loizo. Left side it goes. Armstrong ball fakes. Curls in the lane. Splits two. Ty Smith up top. Gets it back to Armstrong. We'll kind of settle things down. Under 90 seconds to go. 24-18 Centralia. Left side pass to Ty Smith on the wing. Dribbles baseline. Cuts it off in the corner. Whistle and a travel. Call this one on Armstrong. Another turnover by Frankfurt, their third here in the quarter, and their 11th in the first half. Minute 15 left. Panthers get it back up six, 24-18. Centralia led 11-8 after the first quarter. It's 24-18 now. Kramer inside, lost the handle, and a steal by Frankfurt. Frankfurt gets it up the floor. Ty Smith, short corner right, guarded by Gibbs. Dollinghouse. Pass to Loizo, on the block, kicks it out. Armstrong for three, off the rim, no good. Rebound Gibbs. 45 seconds to go, and then there's a deflected pass and another Frankfurt steal. 38 seconds to go. They get it inside. Loizo shot blocked by the sophomore, Reese Tanking, and they both go tumbling to the ground. And we get a whistle and a foul, I think, on Frankfurt. Just their 15th foul. They get Loizo with this one, his first. So with 33 ticks left here in the half, 24-18, Centralia's lead is 6. They'll have the ball. Kramer's out. Weir comes back in. See if the Panthers want to control the pace for the final 30 seconds and play for the final shot. Valley, right side to Tanking. Towards the corner now, Reese Tanking. Takes the drive baseline. Now a chest pass, top of the key. Tally resets. Down to 13 seconds. That's a high ball screen. Hands it off to Weir. 8 seconds. Shot blocked at the free throw line, and they're going to get a foul with 7 seconds to go. This will put Weir to the free throw line. They'll get Armstrong with this one. His first. Team foul number 6, which is 7.3 seconds left. Weir to the line to shoot 2. And the first free throw is up and good. And he's into double digits with 10. 25-18 Centralia. Second free throw up and good. He's got 11. Makes it 26-18. And they'll bring Kramer back into the game. 7 seconds to go. Frankfurt has to work the length of the floor. Short pass into Dollinghouse. 4 seconds. Near side. Gets into the corner. 2 seconds. Takes it all the way. Contact. Offensive foul. With less than a second to go, he takes it all the way in. And Dollinghouse picks up his second. Another turnover. Centralia's not going to have time. The shot actually went in, and I think Dollinghouse thought that it was called a block the way he reacted, but ref said it quick. A long way it's thrown up. Hits the ceiling, no good, and that's the end of the first half. First half brought to you by, or halftime coverage, I should say, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Semi-final TVL boys bracket. It's Centralia 26 and Frankfurt 18. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get out of town. For automotive repairs? Yes. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires is more than tires. You get top-notch mechanic work so good it comes with a one-year warranty. They handle brakes, lube oil, and filters, and all your preventive maintenance. Wilson's Direct provides a free shuttle if you need a ride, or they'll even come pick your car up and drop it off at no charge. Because they know you're busy, and they want to make it convenient for you to get out of town. 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
Wanklin Oil Company is a family-owned business and has been serving the area since 1926. They offer their customers a wide range of products and services. Propane services include above-ground or underground tank installation, propane cylinder exchange for grills and even forklifts. Diesel, gas, and oil products, too. Go to their website to see all their services and products at wanklandoil.com or give them a call. Frankfort, Kansas, 785-292-4710. Wanklin Oil Company, your propane and refined fuels company.
Get a great deal on Witt's premium filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia. Their big filter sale kicks off January 24th. Get up to 70% off Witt's filters. Many other ag-related products are on sale, too. Stop in Elmer's Repair in Centralia for all ag parts and repairs. And don't forget, Monday, January 24th, is the kickoff on the Witt's filter sale at Elmer's Repair. Your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist in Centralia. Give them a call, 785-857-3248, or go online to elmersrepair.com.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Bank of Highland has made a commitment. One, to provide a banking experience that is dependable, dedicated, and loyal to their customers. They offer many services including standard checking and savings accounts, as well as loans for agriculture, homes, and autos. They want to be your trusted financial partner. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank. Making life better right here at home. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Halftime is here. Second game of the doubleheader, Twin Valley League Basketball Tournament. Winner getting Hanover in the title game Saturday night. And Centralia, the two seed, leading Frankfort 26-18 after 16 minutes. Centralia led 11-8 after one. They outscored the Wildcats 15-10 in quarter two. Their lead 26-18 at the half. For Centralia, 11 points by Colton Weir. He was very good from beyond the arc. He had three threes and knocked in a couple of free throws. Only player in double figures in the first half. They got six and two threes off the bench by Drew Gibbs. They got three from Marshall Tanking, also four by Presley Bowers, and then two from Trenton Talley. Samuel Gross, leading scorer for the Wildcats. He also had six rebounds, four from Ethan Armstrong, three apiece by Cody Rogers and Caden Dollinghouse, and then Lane Loizo with 2 points as well. Frankfort, 12 turnovers. They hit 5 of 8 free throws. Centralia had 11 turnovers, and they were 2 of 2 at the line. And Frankfort won the rebound battle in the first half, 11-7. Another timeout. Halftime continues in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at SBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local SBS insurance office to see how we can help.
The kitchen is where most families spend most of their time making a great meal or gathering around to talk. You want a kitchen that's workable for the family and one you can be proud of. Hilltop Creations in Seneca can help you. If you have a budget in mind, they'll stay within your means. Call Lynn and Gail and let them show you some ideas on how you can have the kitchen of your dreams. Call Hilltop Creations today at 336-3142 and start planning for your new dream kitchen.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasasa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasasa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Couple minutes away from the start of the second half, Centralia and Frankfort. Panthers lead the Wildcats 26-18. Trip to the TVL Tournament Championship game on the line. Winner gets top seed Hanover on Saturday night. Again, 26-18, the score at the break. Centralia by 8. 90-second timeout. We come back. Second half coming your way here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Hein & True Value and Just Ask Rentals can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Hein & True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. HeinandTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, welcome back. Start of the second half. Frankfort gets the basketball first. Quickly a drive inside by Dollinghouse. He'll draw the foul and will shoot two. 10 seconds into this third quarter. So they get Trenton Talley with his first foul. Dollinghouse, 3 points, now four. It's Frankfort within 7, 26-19. Second free throw, off the rim, no good. Rebound Centralia. Here's Weir, another three. But this time, rebound for Samuel Gross. 26-19 Centralia, 30 seconds into the third. Here's Rogers left side, top of the key, it goes to Loizo. They want to go inside, lazy pass, intercepted by Bowers. 13 turnovers now for the Wildcats. 26-19 Centralia, 45 seconds into this third. One side to Bowers, bouncing it, Tally, short corner, Jay Pure. Tally from Bowers, Tally now with four, makes it 28-19 Centralia. A minute gone by here, quarter three. Loizo right side pass to Armstrong. Gets a screen from Loizo, not much with it. Now curls in the lane, splits two, layup, trickles up and in. Nicely done by Ethan Armstrong. He's got six. Makes it 28-21 Centralia, 6:42 left here in the third. Here's Bowers all the way to the rim, lays it in, scoops it left side with the right hand. Bowers nicely done, 6 points for him, gets it back to nine, 30-21, 90 seconds in, quarter three. Loizo top of the key, right side Rogers. Rogers holds it high, jabs, drives baseline, Gross now in the right corner. Dollinghouse, a long pass to Rogers, nearly lost it out of bounds, but saves it to Armstrong, steps in for a long two, no good, rebound Centralia. Here comes Tally up the way, quickly doubled, gets it off to Bowers. Bowers, elbow, now wants to drive on Gross, throws up a wild shot, and hangs in the air and falls through. Hang time indeed, and makes it a 32-21 game. 11 points Centralia lead, 8 points now for Presley Bowers. 5:45 left here in the third. Here's Gross, Dollinghouse left corner. Little two-man game. They go to Gross inside, who's knocked over, and a whistle and a foul. That's Weir. That's going to be his third. Two quick subs, Gibbs, McNally, both checking back in for Centralia. So Weir's out, so is Reinicke. Frankfurt with it, down 11, 32-21, 5:38 left to go, third quarter. Dollinghouse trying to throw it in. Over the top pass to Gross. Spins at the block. Guarded by McNally. Puts up a shot. In and out. No good. And a rebound for Ethan McNally. Starts a pass to Tanking. Right corner. Gibbs. Thought about a three. Turns it down. Now top of the key. It goes to Bowers. Splits the defender. Lays it up. No good. Tipped out of bounds. And it stays here with the Panthers. 5:25 left third quarter. 32-21 Centralia by 11. Alley right corner, swings it to Gibbs. Got a Marshall Tanking, left corner three. Front rim no good, rebound for Frankfurt. And a tie-up between Gross and Tally. And possession arrow will keep it here with Centralia. So nice job by Trenton Tally keeping that possession alive. Tally to throw it in, skips one left side. Now top of the key to McNally, left side it goes, now into the corner. Wesley Bowers, guarded by Armstrong. Bounce pass to McNally on the wing, right side to Marshall Tanking. Holds it high. Still looking for someone, now skips it high left. Now Bowers top of the key. Bowers steps in, floats a shot, no good. And a rebound for Frankfurt. Here's Rogers. Stops, left wing. Skips the pass high right. Here's Armstrong, wants to drive, takes it all the way in and draws the body and the foul. And Armstrong set to shoot two. They get Bowers, and that's his third. First opportunities at the line for Ethan Armstrong. He's got 6 points, couple of rebounds. 32-21 Centralia, 4:41 left here in the third. First free throw short. Kramer back in for Centralia. Ty Smith is in for Frankfurt. Loizo gets a rest for Frankfurt. Bowers gets a rest for the Panthers. So Armstrong will have a second free throw. That one's good. So he goes one for two. He's got seven. Makes it a 10-point game, 32-22, with about 4.5 minutes to go here in the third. There's a steal as Dollinghouse picks that pass off. First turnover here in the second half by Centralia. Top of the key. Armstrong spins inside the free throw line. He doesn't get kind of had an awkward dribble, and they're going to call him for a carry. Gives it back to Centralia with 4:24 left here in the third. 32-22 is their lead. Gibbs, head of steam. McNally in the paint. Finds a cutting Tally, takes it all the way, and the layup is good. Six now for Trenton Tally, makes it 34-22 Centralia. 4:10 left here, quarter three. Kramer with a block, gets a hand on it, but Ty Smith able to get that rebound in the right corner for Frankfurt. Now Rogers loses it top of the key, and Kramer comes away with a steal. Good sequence there. Kramer, a nice block and a steal. That's the halfway point here, quarter three. A 12-point Centralia lead, 34-22. Led 26-18 at the half. Winner gets top seed Hanover in the title game on Saturday night. And Panthers are going to turn it over, looking for Tally inside, deflected out of bounds, and last touch by Tally. So Frankfurt gets it back, 3:40 left here, quarter three. But they're trailing Centralia 34-22. Rogers gets it across. Here's Ty Smith, left side on the wing. Top of the key it goes, reversing it right. Now into the corner with Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse has the dribble, finds a cutting Gross. Layup good. Nicely done. And a whistle and a timeout by Frankfurt. I think it's a 30. Go ahead and keep it right here. I want to thank our great sponsors once again, Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha, proud supporters of local schools and events. Also, Elmer's Repair in Centralia. Their Wix filter sale starts January 24th. First National Bank in Frankfurt. Try their online app and do your banking anytime, anywhere. Also, SPF Insurance, your source for farm, home, auto, and business insurance. 3:23 left, third quarter. The Centralia lead is 10, 34-24. Gibbs, Tally, McNally, Marshall tanking, and Brock Kramer, the five on the floor for Centralia out of the timeout. Gross, Smith, Armstrong, Dollinghouse, and Rogers, the five out of the timeout for the Wildcats. The Panthers with it, out of the timeouts, with that 10-point lead. McNally with it, angles right, now hands it off to tanking. Quickly doubled, curls around a double team, pass to Kramer in the corner, whistle and a blocking foul. As Rogers came over, tried to set his feet for a charge, but he was off balance. Kramer ran him over. Third foul on Cody Rogers, so Panthers will throw it in underneath. 3:07 left here in the third. Tally throws it in. Gibbs, top of the key. Right side to McNally. Couple of dribbles. Now left side pass to Marshall tanking. Thought about a three. Turns it down. Pass tips. Rogers near steal, but Tally saves it for Centralia. Right side to Kramer. He'll fire a three. And a backside rebound by Tally. Puts it back up. No good. And gets his other miss, and he puts that one back up and in. Couple opportunities, and finally connecting is Trenton Tally. He has eight, makes it 36-24. 12-point lead for the Panthers. 2.5 minutes left here in the third. Left side, Ty Smith for three. Got it. The freshman from downtown. His first basket makes it 36-27. 2:20 left here, quarter three. Kramer to Gibbs. Gibbs, right side on the wing. Top of the key to Marshall tanking. Right side to Kramer once again. Pulls it high, puts it on the dribble left. Lost it. Gross comes away with it. Trying to hand it off to his teammates, and we get a whistle and a foul. Going to be on Kramer, I believe, and that's going to be his first. Team foul number four. So Frankfurt gets it back, 36-27. They trail by nine, 2:03 left here in the third. Kramer comes out, so does McNally, as Reese tanking comes in, as well as Paxton Bowers. First time we've seen Paxton Bowers in the ballgame tonight. Under 2 minutes to go here in the third. 9 points in Trillia lead, 36-27. Gross hands it off to Armstrong. Now Rogers top of the key. Spins left. Now Smith. Armstrong left corner. Drives. There's a cut of Dollinghouse, and they get a whistle, and they travel inside on Dollinghouse. Fourth turnover here in the quarter by Frankfurt. Gives it back to Centralia with a minute 42 left here in the third. Panthers lead 36-27. Having to deal with a little bit of pressure here in the full court. Shanking gets it off to Gibbs. They got some numbers. Right side. Paxton Bowers in the corner. It's a bounce one inside. Reese Shanking. Now to Gibbs. Short corner Jay. Too strong. Rebound Frankfurt. Down to 120 left. Gross. A lot of contact. And then out of bounds. And it's going back to Centrilia after it hits off Gross when he hit the ground. Interesting no call. A lot of contact underneath. So Centrilia gets it back with a minute 15 left here in the third. And a 9-point lead, 36-27. Marshall tanking a drive, kicks to Reese tanking here in the right corner. Top of the key to Paxton Bowers. Hop steps in the lane. 2-point shot, no good. Tips it up and in, though. Paxton Bowers, an offensive rebound stick back, makes it 38-27, now 50 seconds left. There's a block inside, and a rebound for Drew Gibbs. Right side, Marshall tanking. 40 seconds left here in the third. 38-27, Centralia, they have the ball. There's a whistle and a timeout for Centralia as Marshall tanking had some trouble here in the near corner. The 30. We'll take a quick 30 as well. 38-27, late third. Back in a moment here on KMZA.
January is National Blood Donor Month to encourage donors to give blood. Blood is traditionally in short supply during the winter months due to holiday, travel schedule, inclement weather, and illness. A reduction in turnout can put our nation's blood inventory at a critical low. Every day in our country, approximately 39,000 units of blood are required in hospitals and emergency treatment facilities. The components of one pint of blood can help the lives of three people. Please consider donating blood this time of year. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Late third quarter, 33 seconds left. 38-27, Centralia. They have the ball underneath their own basket. Gibbs gets it in over the top. Now hands it off to Talley. Pass tipped out of bounds. It'll stay here. Talley to throw it in. 28 seconds left. Gets it into Paxton Bowers. Gibbs, top of the key. They'll reset Talley now with 23 seconds left. And Talley steps on the midcourt stripe. And it's going to be a turnover. He was unaware of his surroundings. Now Frankfurt with an opportunity with 21 seconds to go, trailing 38-27. Here is Dollinghouse. Angles back left. Now 10 seconds to go. Cody Rogers, left corner, down to 7. Gross, free throw line, turns, fires, and hits with 4 seconds left. Centralia gets it in. Marshall tanking has it blocked by Rogers, and that's going to end the third quarter. A 9-point game with 8 minutes to go at the end of three. Centralia 38, Frankfurt 29, back in 60 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfurt, wishes good luck to the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfurt.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wright, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, here we go, fourth quarter. Winner gets Hanover in the TBL tournament title game on Saturday night. Panthers leading Frankfurt 38-29. Panthers led in scoring, Colton Weir with 11, 8 apiece by Talley and Bowers. Double-double for Samuel Gross, 10 points and 11 rebounds. Lead Frankfurt. Wildcats with the ball to start the fourth quarter, down 9. Rogers to Gross, at the elbow, turns, faces, takes a dribble in, now stops, spins, whistle, and a 3-second call. Turnover Frankfurt, Gives it back to Centralia, 14 seconds into the fourth. Right side here to Bowers on the wing. Puts it on the dribble on Gross. Wants to get baseline. Backs it into the corner. Now stops to Reinicke. Screen from Sally. A lot of contact. Pass inside. Out of bounds. And last touch by Frankfurt. Keeps it here with Centralia. 31 seconds into the fourth. 38-29 Centralia. Sally to throw it in. Bowers gets it top of the key. Left side, Marshall tanking. They want to touch inside with Reinicke. Right side, Bowers a three. That's tally correction. And Tally can mark three tallies. One, two, three, a triple. He's got 11. 41-29 Centralia, 7-12 left in the ballgame. Rogers top of the key. Right side it goes to Armstrong. He wants a baseline drive and a whistle, and he's called for a travel. Kind of an awkward hop step. So a 12-point Centralia lead coming up on a minute into this fourth quarter, 41-29. The Wildcats showing some pressure here in the full court. Weir gets it across. Tally inside, reverse layup is off, no good. A rebound for Frankfurt. Guess who? It's Gross. Want to go inside to Gross here. Turns on a double and a whistle and a foul inside. No, they call another travel. Yikes. I don't know if they have enough suitcases for the amount of traveling they're doing. 41-29, Centralia. 6.5 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Weir gets it up the floor. They got to get it across the timeline. Finally do. Reinicke off to Bowers. Bowers a baseline drive. Back to Reinicke. He wants to skip through two. Layup good. 52. Knock Reinicke his first basket. Good time. 43-29 Centralia. 6:15 left. Here is Armstrong inside to Gross. Turns, faces, gets Rogers on a cut. Difficult shot, no good. Rebound Centralia. Rebound by Tally. Here's Bowers, turns at the elbow, facing on Gross, one dribble, now right side. Trying to keep back to Bowers. Bowers puts it on the dribble, down to 5:45 left in the game. Centralia certainly slowing the pace down here in the fourth with his 14-point lead. They get it to Tally, wide open for two, just a little bit strong, rebound Frankfurt. Dollinghaus with it, pushing the pace. Cody Rogers, short corner right. Gross, top of the key, sets for three. Short, and out of bounds. Nathan McNally back in for Centralia. Lane Loizo back in for Frankfurt. Weir out for the Panthers. And Smith out for Frankfurt. So down to 5:22 left in the game. 43-29 Centralia. They led it 38-29 at the end of three. Whistle, timeout, as the Panthers had some trouble getting it up the floor on the Frankfurt defense. It's a quick 30. We'll pause as well. Back in 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Hill & Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Hill & Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
.5:15 left in this one. 43-29, Centralia leading Frankfurt. Winner gets Hanover. TBL tournament title game on Saturday. We'll have the girls semifinals for you tomorrow night. Inside, Tally, shot blocked, but a foul. I think they got Gross with this one. They did, and that's his second. So Trenton Tally to the line to shoot two. First opportunities for him at the stripe. 11 points tonight. Make it 12. He knocks in the first. The 12 by Talley, 11 by Weir. Second strong rebound, Frankfurt. Another rebound for Samuel Gross. 5 minutes to go in the game. 44-29, Centralia by 15. Rogers, right corner, out of a double team. Armstrong for three. Too strong. And Rogers chasing it down in the far corner, keeping a possession alive. Get a whistle and a foul looking for Gross inside. It's on the floor. They get Talley for his second. So down to 4:46 on the game clock. Frankfurt to throw it in, down 15, 44-29. Trying to get it into Gross. Instead, right corner, it goes to Armstrong. Now they'll reset up top with Dollinghouse. A couple steps in front of the midcourt stripe, guarded by McNally. Wants it at the elbow, gets it to Gross. He'll turn and face, hands it back to Dollinghouse, whose shot is blocked out of bounds. It'll stay here. Nice defense by McNally. 4.5 minutes left. Rogers inside, looking for Armstrong, turns on Talley, wants a cutting Dollinghouse, shot blocked, and then saved underneath, and then thrown out of bounds again, but last touched on the baseline by Frankfurt. And Centralia gets it back. McNally throws it in, they get it across the timeline, under 4:20 left, 44-29, Panthers can certainly utilize some clock here, down the stretch with this lead. If the score holds up, it'll be the top two seeds in the title game Saturday. Hanover the one seed, Centralia the two seed. Go for Talley inside, whistle and a foul. I think they got an offensive foul on Talley. They're using the elbow on the back of Dollinghouse. That's three on Talley. So Frankfurt gets it back, but they're running out of time. Under 4 minutes left, they're down 15, 44-29. On the scoreboard. Dollinghouse to Gross. On the elbow. Dribbles once. Dollinghouse curls. Backs into the corner. Top of the key it goes. Here's a whistle. Drive. Count it. And the foul. Ethan Armstrong a chance. At a three-point play. It's the fourth on Reinicke. Seventeen foul against the Panthers. And the three-point play is good as Armstrong connects. He's into double figures with 10. Makes it 44-32 with under 3:40 to go. Frankfurt not getting back. They had too many up on the press. It's an easy layup for Trenton Talley, who now has 14. 46-32, 3:28 counting, fourth quarter. Rogers inside, pass deflected, intercepted. Another steal. Here's Talley, two-on-one break. Stops on the block and kicks it back out. Reinicke lost it and dives but can't save it. Turnover by Centralia. With 3:15 left in the game, it's a 14-point Centralia lead, 46-32. Well, Frankfurt's going to make a comeback. They need it now. Here's Gross, baseline drive, stops on a double team, left side Armstrong for three. Too strong, rebound backside by Reinicke, and then a foul on Gross. Just the third team foul against the Wildcats here in the second half. Once again, they get him on the deep pass. Layup is no good, though, by Marshall Tanking. Reinicke, though, gets the rebound, misses that one, and gets another offensive rebound, and now he's fouled. I think they're going to say it's on the floor. They get Gross. They get Dollinghouse. That's his second. With 2:55 left in the game, Panthers with the ball, leading by 14, 46-32. McNally, right corner three, not there. Rebound Reinicke, keeps it alive. We'll reset with Talley up top. Big offensive rebound by Reinicke. Stallinghouse putting the pressure on Talley, lost it, and a double dribble. 2:42 left now. It's a 14-point lead for Centralia. Frankfurt gets it back. Stallinghouse across the timeline, angles right, stops on the wing. Inside pass on the block to Gross. Gets underneath the bucket, shot up, no good. Rebound Centralia. Kind of an awkward sequence here, deflected into the backcourt. And a steal, reverse layup is so good, and a rebound for Bowers. Frankfurt had it easy, too. Now here's Talley, gets back, and another layup. 16 for Trenton Talley, timeout. Frankfurt, it's a 16-point lead with 2:07 to go. Centralia in control. We'll step aside, back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Centralia in control with 2:07 left. They lead Frankfurt 48-32. Again, coming up on the final 2 minutes. Run it out and punch their ticket to the title game Saturday night. Here's a quick drive, layup good by Caden Dollinghouse, who now has six, makes it 48-34, down to a minute 50 left. Hit it into Talley, near sideline, running up the floor. Into the corner to Reinicke. Picks up the dribble up top to McNally. They'll slow things down. It's down to 1:35. McNally backdoor cut to Reinicke. Draws the foul, and he'll go to the line. Got the foul on Joey Hardwick, who's in the game for Frankfurt. So Reinicke got the start tonight, got saddled with some foul trouble early. 2 points, five rebounds. Missing the first free throw. Down to a minute 33, second free throw. Not there, he missed them both, out of bounds. And to Frankfurt it goes. Colt Weir back in the game, replacing Reinicke, just missed two free throws. I think they're doing a little offense for defense here. Down to 90 seconds, 14 points in Trillia lead, 48-34. Dollinghouse takes it all the way in, layup, it somehow trickles up and in there. And a full timeout by Frankfurt makes it 48-36 in Trillia, 1:21 left. We step aside, back in a moment, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Sue for Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Down to 121 left, 48-36. Centralia's lead is 12. Long baseball pass up the floor, whistle and a foul. They get Cody Rogers knocking over Colton Weir. I think that's a foul to give, so no free throws yet. Rogers picks up his fourth. So both teams in the 1-1 the rest of the way. Down to 80 seconds. Panthers with it. Over the top, they get it into Bowers. Right side to Weir, who was hot in the first quarter, but has slowed down since. Here's Tally to Weir. Lost it off his foot. Marshall tanking here on the near side, and then finally picked up by Rogers. A steal. Frankfurt down 12, coming up on a minute to go. Need something quick. Stallinghouse, right side, spin, kicks it back out, tips out of bounds, and last touch by Weir, stays here with Frankfurt down to 55.6. 48-36, Panthers. Stallinghouse curls in the lane, kicks it back out to Armstrong, takes it all the way, and makes the layup. Armstrong with 12, makes it 48-38 with 42 seconds to go. Weir gets it up the floor. Now back to Tally. Takes it all the way. Layup good. Trenton Tally with 18. Makes it 50-38 with now 32 seconds. Armstrong coast to coast, and he'll draw the foul. Stops the clock at 29.4. They get Weir with his fourth. That sends Dollinghouse to the line. He is 4 or 5 at the line tonight, has 8 points. Get it back to within 10, but time running thin, just 29 seconds to go. He makes the first. He's got 9. Weir is out. Second free throw is up and good, so he goes 2 for 2. He's got 10. 50-40. They get it up the floor. Reese tanking. Layup good. Reese tanking, big time for his first bucket, gets it back to 12, now just 17 seconds to go. Ty Smith, right corner three, good. At that point, just 10 seconds to go, time running thin, makes it 52-43, whistle and a foul, and pretty much all she said and wrote at this point. Down to 5 seconds, Centralia will shoot free throws. It's Samuel Gross. That's his fourth. Team foul number 7, so this will put Marshall tanking at the line to shoot a 1-1. Free throw short. Rebound Gross. 2 seconds to go. Gross across the timeline. Desperation 3, no good, and that'll do it. The Centralia Panthers are off to the TVL tournament title game, where they'll take on Hanover Saturday night. They beat Frankfurt in the semis, 52-43. Postgame next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Postgame next here on KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance and Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same in 2025. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry at 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been a leader in the manufacturing of high-quality cabinets and doors since 1989. They're always looking to add quality employees to their current dedicated staff. If you'd like to explore the benefits and job opportunities available, go to their website, cookandcompany.com. Many benefits are offered, and there's always room for workers that have a high appreciation for producing quality. American-made products. Go to cookandcompany.com to find out more. Cook & Company. Manufacturing doors and cabinets in Seneca and Hiawatha.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
One final time from Frankfort High School as the Boys Twin Valley League Tournament Championship is set. The top two seeds will square off Saturday night as Hanover will take on Centralia. Panthers winning the nightcap over Frankfort. Final score, 52-43. Final score, or final numbers in this one, we'll start with the Panthers. 18 points to lead the way. Trenton Talley, Colton Weir, also 11 points, all of which in the first half. Presley Bowers, 8 points, 5 rebounds. Drew Gibbs, couple of threes, 6 points off the bench. And scattered from there, 3 by Marshall Tanking, and then 2 apiece by Paxton Bowers, Reese Tanking, and Brock Reinecke. For the Wildcats, Samuel Gross, 10 points, 13 rebounds, but the leading scorer was Ethan Armstrong with 12. Caden Dollinghouse also with 10. Then 6 by Ty Smith, 3 from Cody Rogers, and 2 by Lane Loizo. Frankfort, 22 turnovers. They were 10 of 15 at the line. Centralia, 18 turnovers. They were 3 of 7 at the line. Both teams collected 20 rebounds. Frankfort with the loss, now 7-4. Centralia with the win, now 7-2. Again, Centralia and Hanover, Saturday night, TVL tournament title game. Stick around for tomorrow night's action, the TVL girls semifinal game, same time at 6 and 7:30. But first, real quick, our player of the game. Again, that's brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. Trenton Talley, our player of the game, 18 points and 4 rebounds and 16 of those 18 in the second half. Certainly a big difference in the ball game after a quiet first half. 16 of his 18 in the second half. So Trenton Talley, our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. As I was mentioning a moment ago, the girls' semifinal games with the top 4 seeds tomorrow. At 6 o'clock, top seed Centralia battles 4 seed Donovan West. That is followed by the 2-3 seeds as Valley Heights will take on Hanover. Until then, for Kirk Kilman back in studio, I'm Brandon Tabman. Talk to you tomorrow night for more TVL Hoops on the MSC Sports Radio Network.